From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A call about suspicious activity on Stover Road in the Redwood Valley area led to a pair of arrests. Sheriff's deputies responding to the area and found a vehicle with an expired registration traveling eastbound on Stover Road. Deputies pulled the vehicle over at Bear Road and found four occupants inside, one of whom was on probation. During a search of the vehicle, they found ammunition, a loaded concealed firearm registered to the driver, 24-year-old Ian Fusi of Arcata. Fusi did not have a concealed carry license. Also during a search of Fusi, they located a gram of methamphetamine. During a weapons search of the vehicle's remaining occupants, deputies found that the passenger, 19-year-old Nathaniel Edwards of McKinleyville, had an unregistered concealed firearm. Fusi arrested on counts of carrying a concealed weapon in a vehicle in possession of a controlled substance. Edwards arrested on charges of carrying a firearm capable of being concealed. The other two occupants were released. Well, first, his bail was reduced from $1 million to $300,000. Now, murder suspect James Merrick gets another continuance in his jury trial. It was supposed to start April 9th. Now that date will be used to discuss a scheduling date for the trial. Merrick stands accused of killing 16-year-old Tessa Rae Gingrich by running over her with his pickup as she walked along Central Avenue in McKinleyville. He was on probation for a wet, reckless conviction at that time. Pacific Gas and Electric will be conducting aerial patrols in Humboldt and Mendocino counties today to identify dead trees that could pose a wildfire or other public safety risk. Flights today will occur along Highways 101 and 36 and over towns like Gerberville, Leggett, Mad River, and Ruth among them. Humboldt County Coroner's Office now identifying the body recovered in the Matole Beach area as that of a missing person, Hannah Hammer. A hiker located Hammer's body in the area on February 21st. Hammer last seen in the Petrolia area on January 25th and was reported missing on February 2nd. Hammer's official cause of death has not yet been determined. Butane and business signs taking center stage next week for Eureka City Council. Members will meet on Tuesday and will hear the results of a digital sign survey. They could also amend an ordinance centered on allowing in-city wholesalers to sell larger quantities of butane to legal cannabis manufacturing businesses. After a number of what were thought to be hash lab explosions in 2016, council passed a measure aimed at curbing that. But it apparently also makes legal permitted cannabis manufacturing facilities that use butane to make their purchases outside of the city of Eureka. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.